This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Hong Kong police have been accused of torture by Amnesty International. The human rights group issued a report on Friday with their conclusions from a field investigation into the months-long pro-democracy protests. Reuters reporter Michelle Hennessy has the story.
Amnesty said retaliatory acts included one instance of shining lasers into the eyes of detainees, a tactic used by many protesters on the streets against the police. Responding to the report, Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity and rights of those in custody and have used the minimum force necessary. Over the summer, demonstrators have lit fires across the city. They stormed and ransacked the Legislative Council and have thrown petrol bombs at police. Police have responded with tear gas, water cannons and fired off live rounds into the air.
Michelle Hennessy reporting. Rallies and demonstrations to call for action on climate change are taking place around the world on Friday in the run-up to a UN Climate Action Summit in New York next week. A UN report to be released next week is expected to conclude that global warming and pollution are devastating oceans and polar regions, raising the risks for ecological devastation around the world. The Trump administration casts doubt on a broad scientific consensus that the Earth is warming and human activity is to blame. Iraqi security officials say the death toll in an explosion on a minibus at a checkpoint in the Shiite holy city of Karbala has risen to 12. Five others were injured. The official said all of those killed in the explosion and subsequent fire were civilians. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. From Washington, this is VOA. El Salvador and the United States have signed an agreement to cooperate on asylum claims, the U.S. Embassy in the Central American country said in a statement on Friday, without giving further details. A complaint by a whistleblower in the U.S. intelligence community is the latest source of contention between the executive and legislative branches of government that involves President Donald Trump and Ukraine, this according to the Washington Post. Usually matters of urgent concern deemed credible are supposed to be forwarded to a congressional oversight committee, but the correspondence made public on Thursday reveals that the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, prevented the inspector general from doing so. The House Intelligence Committee held a three-hour closed-door session with Inspector General to discuss the issue. Following that hearing, the committee chair, Adam Schiff, told reporters the acting director of National Intelligence was intervening in the process.
The whole point of the whistleblower statute is not only to encourage those to report problems, abuses, violations of laws, but also to have a legal mechanism to do so and not to disclose classified information because there's no other remedy. That whole purpose is being frustrated here because the Director of National Intelligence has made the unprecedented decision not to share the complaint with Congress.
The White House is not commenting, but on Thursday from his Twitter account, President Trump invoked his oft-cited fake news accusation to the reports. President Donald Trump says he wants a complete deal with China on trade.
We're looking for a complete deal. I'm not looking for a partial deal.
Trump said during a press conference at the White House with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
My relationship with President Xi is a very amazing one, very good one, but we have right now a little spat.
President Donald Trump says he doesn't feel he needs to secure a trade deal with China before next year's election, but adds that if an agreement were to be reached, it would probably be positive for his campaign. For his part, Prime Minister Morrison said that Australia has benefited greatly from China's economic growth. However, he says deals have got to be fair. He added that China should be playing by the same rules as other developed nations. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has ended his campaign for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination on Friday. This after struggling to gain traction in a sprawling field of candidates. Announcing his decision in an MSNBC TV interview, de Blasio did not throw his support behind any specific candidate, but said he would support the eventual Democratic nominee. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.